Wonderful. Welcome, everybody. This is the first day of the Money Magic Marathon, and this is the fourth time I've been doing it, and it's always a very rich and wonderful experience. And I'd just like to welcome all of you to say how happy I am to have you all here, and that it takes courage to sign up for a program like this, because you're dealing with money issues, and money's such a taboo subject with such secrecy and shame attached to it. And with anything where there's shame, sharing in a group cuts across that shame, because we find out that others have the same problems and challenges and that we're not alone. And what I'm some of you may have done my financial assessment or money matrix assessment, and there's a question there which asks people about, on a level of 1 to 10, how much shame they feel about their finances, or if other people would know about their finances. And I always find it surprising how many, everybody at all different levels with all very different situations, that seems to be one of the questions where people mostly are very ashamed about and wouldn't want their financial situation revealed to others. So we're all going around feeling this, and it's not great, because shame actually gets in the way of us really being able to do what we need to do in the world, and is not an emotion that really helps. So, and we'll be dealing with that a little bit better. And I found also, whatever our income and success level is, we all have challenges with our relationship with money, and because there's so many negative things in this culture around money, and also religious beliefs and all those things which make us feel very ambiguous towards money. And also, I've found that there's, just because of the way, you know, in fact, our society is organized, you can have an income of $100,000 and be just as terrified about your money situation as somebody who's living on a fraction of that income. In fact, people will get a bigger income, and then if they've got a negative money kind of program running, they will spend that or go into even greater debt than somebody, because the credit cards allow them to go into greater debt than somebody at a lower income income level, and be under enormous pressure around that, sometimes to keep in a job that they really don't love, or just to get their bills paid. So what I've also found is that in those places that we're stuck around money issues, it's very rarely just about money, but relates to deeper issues of self-esteem, security, and how safe we feel in the world. And I really feel that money is a sacred portal to explore how we are in this world and what's most important to us. And through looking at all our money, our money stuff, we actually liberate a lot of stuff in all different areas of our life, in relationships, in just how we live and how much joy we have. So I wanted to say those few words about money issues, and then I wanted to talk a little bit about the program guidelines. Just a basic thing of confidentiality, whatever is shared in this group remains within this group, and that's a very basic thing. And also, around participation and sharing, the degree to which you do share and talk about the issues that maybe are troubling to you and maybe you feel some shame about is actually really important and helpful in getting results for you in transforming this. Just sharing it helps you let go of some of the shame that might be associated. And also, it gives the benefit not just to you, but to other people who hear you and who say, oh, gee, that's so Well, it's not so nice for the person, but it's so nice to hear somebody else has this problem, that I'm not all alone. And so, and also by working on, when I work on one person's issue in the group, it often often triggers other things for other people in the group. And also, I find it sometimes not just triggers, but it's just that you find, oh, that's like me, and yeah, and you're able to benefit from that clearing. So that's a little bit about how this program will go and the guidelines. You know, there's not that many rules. It's just confidentiality and participating in the way that as much as you can. And of course, you know, there's no marks for this, and there's no different people are more private and different people feel more comfortable speaking. I'm trying to make it as comfortable as possible for each person, but just respect also your own feelings and needs. So what I also wanted to talk a little bit about was the techniques that we use. Mainly I use in the actual clearing sessions like today, I use mainly the emotional freedom technique, or EFT, and the healing codes. And if you go to the energy resources page, which I have given you a link to in the emails I've sent, you will find a lot on energy healing, and a lot more than I can actually teach or show you in the 10 days. In fact, I don't go into great detail in the actual sessions teaching these techniques. I'll give you a few guidelines as I do it. And if you want to learn more, you can go to that page and you'll find a lot of links to videos and audios which explain this. Okay? So what I do is that I usually use two techniques in these programs, because they're so simple to use, and it's not that I think that these are the only techniques that you can use. There's a huge number of techniques that can be used, and if you're already using something that works for you, go on and keep using it too. But what I find is that they just work very well in these group calls. And in my individual coaching, I may use some other things as well. So first of all, I use the emotional freedom technique, and I use this to channel the issues and to release some of the emotional charge. I'm not very orthodox in whatever I do. I take great liberties, so just so that you know that. People who have been working with me for a while know what I'm talking about. And but it's what works. And with the emotional freedom technique, I'm basically channeling some of the energy that's on the call and the issues that are on the call, and going deeper there, and I get my deep intuition about what's there. And I say channeling in the sense that the words that come up, they just arise. I don't censor them. Now, sometimes I feel like censoring them, but I don't, because I found it's more effective. If you want to do the emotional freedom technique along with me, you can do that. I'll also suggest some other very simple things you can do while I'm doing these clearings. You don't have to. You can just sit there. And then later, what I do is the healing codes, and that is just to clear out finish some of the clearing of the issue. And they're very effective and actually put you in a very relaxed state usually. And so, I'll be going through how to do that today. So I won't be going through how to do the EFT, but I will be going through the healing codes, because during the healing codes part of the call, I like people to participate and do that for themselves. Now, when you're doing any of the techniques, please don't obsess about being perfect. I know it's really easy to do this. I used to be really, you know, oh, I'm not doing it right. I can't find the place on my body. And I was very, very, at one point, very concerned about this. And really, the most important thing is the intention. In most cases, if you get pretty near, by putting your hands in the areas that I'll be telling you, you pretty well get them covered, and the healing intention and the focus is really most important, rather than and keeping focused on that rather than if you're doing it right. So we'll also be using stories and characters from fairy tales to understand and change our money stories, and this will allow us to surface issues in a deeper way. I'll be doing improvisations with characters such as Cinderella and the Fairy Godmother, which will evoke in you some of the emotions and stories within you that influence your ability to make and wisely steward your money. So that's going to happen most days. And then you've also got resources that are part of the bonuses and part of this course, and there's all kinds of helpful resources. There's interviews about money and prosperity consciousness, as well as lifestyle design, how to build your business, and self-care. And the important thing is not to stress about trying to listen to them all during the 10 days. Look at what's available and see what calls to you. And the most important is to listen and participate in the daily calls. And then you can always listen to other aspects of the program later. So I do have some, I'm talking a lot right now. And usually I don't that much as far as instructions, but because it's the first day, I'm going into detail on some things that you'll need to know for the course. So usually we dive pretty quickly into the clearing, which is what we're really trying to do in this course, is clear you of a lot of the issues that have got in the way. And so it really focuses on that rather than theoretical, you know, stuff about clearing and how to do things. So I do have some self-care suggestions during the program. This is a program that goes deep. In fact, the last time we ran this, I was pretty amazed, actually, at how deep we were able to go, given that it's on the phone and over the web, and yet it can go really, really deep, as deep as you can if I was in the room, and the energy does travel over distance, and it's because we're going so deep into some of these issues, it's important, if possible, to leave some time after the sessions to integrate the information. If you can, not running straight into some other activity. If you have to, you have to. You can go for a walk. You can journal. Anything that helps you assimilate further the learnings and the clearings that you've been going through. And I would advise that you drink lots of water. Have water beside you when you're doing this. Basically, when you're doing the clearings, and keep drinking water. Water is really important when you're releasing. Well, it's important all the time to be drinking water, and there's lots of stuff on that for your health. But particularly when you're doing energy work, as a lot of energy is moving through the body, and water helps clear it and helps it move. So the other thing is to get enough sleep. You may need more than normal because it is deep work, and sleep helps you to integrate it. And you may also find that you're having some very vivid dreams. Depending on, some of you may remember them better than others, and it's probably good to take note of what comes up in your dream world as well. And you can also, as another way to help the energy which is moving out, is take, if you have a bath, take baths and Epsom salts, you know, a cup of Epsom salts, really good if you can do that, if you've had a day where a lot is clearing. So you don't need to have to do any of these things. These are just suggestions. And if at some point things went so deep and you feel like in between a session you're something got triggered that you may, for some reason you just need a little bit more, just email me, because I want to, because we're going deep and I don't see you in the room, you know, it's important if something really difficult is coming up and you need, you know, you need just a little bit of time with me. I'm actually, it's not advertised in what I for the program, but it is actually there for you, okay? You know, I can get on the phone for 15 minutes and just help you through that particular thing, okay? So, what we're going to be doing is that with each of the daily matrix transformation sessions like today, we're going to be focusing on different themes. And as I said, most days I'll be doing an improvisation with a fairy tale character, and then we'll use the energy techniques to clear around the issues evoked by this character and the theme of the day. So that's the general structure. And today we're going to be focusing on saying goodbye to your old money story and the reasons why you might resist getting a new money story. We're going to be exploring the emotional charge around words related to money and wealth. And we're also going to do some releasing on any shame and guilt we feel about our personal money history and the resistance and fear around letting go of money patterns and moving forward. And every day, and this is something we'll be doing not so much in the sessions, but I'll be sending you some additional material or an email about the topic. We'll be focusing on a money matrix magic spell, which is basically a habit or a way of being or something to do that will help increase your awareness around money and also increase the flow. So there are simple things that maybe you've heard about in other contexts, but they really help. And for today's magic matrix spell, we have the journal. And I would really encourage you to journal throughout this process to explore your money story so that, like each day, write about what the feelings are that are being evoked and what's coming up, what are the beliefs that are coming up, and also record your discoveries, and also celebrate when you've cleared something, when something that felt really heavy no longer is bothering you. So that'll allow you to know how far you're coming, because sometimes when we do release issues, it feels so normal afterwards we forgot what has that something really big has changed and we don't have to deal with it anymore. So just on the journal writing is that it really helps you capture the whole process. As I said, the negative beliefs and patterns that come up, the emotions, you might have dreams that you might want to work on. It might help you clarify something that gets twigged in one of the sessions, and just writing about it lets you think about it even more. And also there may be questions that come up, and you can just put your questions in the journal and just think about those questions, and that can evoke more stuff. Now, the great thing about journal writing is that it involves both sides of the brain, and the best way to write a journal is actually on paper, because it involves more of the muscles in your body, and so it involves more of you. And just write. And you can do this for 5 minutes. Actually, the best thing is just to have a really tiny goal, like a, it's kind of a micro goal, because that's more likely that you're going to do it. And say, you know, if it's difficult for you, just say, I'm only going to write for 1 minute on this page about what's going on. And even that, and maybe after you've written 1 minute, you'll feel like writing longer. And and don't edit, don't judge, just write without looking at your grammar. Just write like a stream of consciousness. And if any of you've ever done the Artist's Way, that's a, you know, they have some by Julia Cameron. She's got some great stuff, and about, you know, just writing 3 pages, and you just dump everything you think. You don't censor it. You say all the negative things and all the things that are bothering you, and just get that out of the way. And with around the money thing, just dump all the stuff you're feeling. So that will really help. And then, of course, you can put inspirational quotes or any other stuff you like. You can draw, and if you like drawing, or you can add visual elements, anything that sparks the imagination and allows you to go deeper on the question. So that's, I just wanted to actually open up the call now, and I'll just do that so that I can see and get some feedback from people as to whether they've got any questions right now. So I'm just going to put it on question and just a minute. I'm just going to put it on another mode. Does anybody have any questions from that? Okay. I'll just wait another moment, and then I'll also look on, because there's the, did I hear anybody there? I'll just look and see if there's anything that's come up. I just have somebody saying hi. Hi, Lorna. Okay, so as I see that, I'll wait one more moment. And then what I'm going to do, if there's no questions, I'm just going to launch into today's thing. So any questions? Okay, so I will put us back on the other mode, and okay, so let me see. So today what I would like to start out with is the shame and guilt we might find, we might feel about money. And actually, I'm going to start by doing, it's not a character, it's not a fairy tale character, but I'm just going to improvise something where I'm going to be talking not as anybody in particular, but not even as myself, but I'm just going to kind of rant a little bit about issues around money and just see if any of this evokes anything with you. And if you want, if hopefully you've got actually paper and pen that you can just put, that you can just note down anything that comes. But just listen to what I say, and I'm just going to let it rip, and I have no idea what's going to come up about money and money beliefs and all that. So here we go. Money. I really, 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 really wish I didn't have to deal with money. I mean, why do we have to deal with money? Why can't society just be something totally different? Totally different. Why do we have to worry about money? I really don't like money. I really don't want to deal with money. I mean, why can't I just give my talents and just be supported, get my housing, get my, you know, my health, all those things just provided for? Why do I have to worry all about that all the time? And I really don't like charging about money. I don't like charging money. Why should I charge? Except that I have to live. but why can't I just do this all for free and everybody do everything for free and we all just share? I don't know. I feel pretty ashamed. I feel pretty ashamed about my money history. It just seems to be totally uncontrollable. I mean, every time I seem to get it under control and I seem to be able to making ends meet and, you know, maybe I get a raise or I get more money coming in and it feels good and then it crashes. I just always seem to be on the edge, the edge, the edge. Feeling this insecurity, worrying about money, and I don't want to worry about money. It's such a waste of time. People knew what my money situation was like. Holy shit. I mean, holy shit. I mean, I'm so successful in so many ways. I know my talents. I have talents. And yet, this thing just seems to get me. It just seems to get me. Okay, so that was a little rant. I don't know if anybody has any reaction to that. I'll just open up again and see if there's any comments. And then we will start clearing. If there's anybody who would like anything around shame around money or issues around money, just to come up in the clearing, just say something right now. And okay.
Katie?
Well, yes, hi.
It's Shelley.
Hi, Shelley.
I just wanted to say thank you because I thought I was doing that rant. Everything you said was a matching picture for me, so thank you.
Oh, that's good to know. When I do this, I'm not quite sure. As I said, what I'm channeling, so that's great. And, of course, some of those issues have been ones that are mine as well. So thank you, Shelley. Anybody else want to say something? Okay. Right. Okay. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to do a start of a clearing, and it will be around the sense of guilt and shame, and why haven't I got it? I'm seeing why haven't I got it together yet around money. So I'll start with that, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to be using EFT, and who know EFT can do that. Other people, what I suggest is you can either just sit and listen, or you can tap one of your feet, because this is another technique, which is called the WE technique, which also releases energy and patterns, and in a way that's similar to emotional freedom technique, it's just a lot easier. And that is you tap your left foot, then you tap your right foot, then you tap your left foot and your right foot. So you just go, or you can get your two of your fingers and just tap in between your eyebrows alternatively. And so that's another way of doing things. And or if you know another technique that releases energy, you can always use that. So are there any questions about what I've just said? Okay. So here we go. And I notice one person, even though I've taken it off mute, is on mute. So if you wanted to say something and you discovered, just check that you're not muted yourself. So, and that's just Chris, who may have some background stuff that she doesn't want us to hear. Okay, so anyway, what I'm going to do now is do that. And let's see what comes up. So, even though I feel a lot of shame and guilt about my finances. I deeply love and accept myself, even though I feel a lot of shame and guilt about my finances. I deeply love and accept myself, even though I feel a lot of guilt and shame about my finances. I deeply love and accept myself. Just seems like it's been this way all my life. Always worrying about money. Always feeling that I'm not handling it right. All this shame. All this guilt. All this shame. All this guilt. I feel so guilty. I feel so guilty about some of the ways I've wasted my money. I mean, I've just done stupid things, really stupid things. I mean, I can't believe how stupid I've been, except it seemed very intelligent at the time. It seemed bright at the time. It seemed smart at the time. But then I just kept doing these things that have shot me in the foot. I keep shooting myself in the foot around finances. What the hell is all that about? What the hell is all that about? I keep shooting myself again and again and again and again and again. And I just see myself doing it. And I kind of don't see myself doing it, because when I'm in it, I just feel, oh, yeah, this is going to solve my financial situation. This is going to do it. And I do some addictive thing again. I do something again. I sign up for a course I don't need to be signed up for, spend lots of money on something I don't need to. I make a silly investment. I do all kinds of silly things. Oh, how can I forgive myself for all this? How can I forgive myself for perpetuating this worry? How can I forgive myself for perpetuating this worry consciousness around money? How can I stop worrying? I'm just a worry wart. Worrying isn't working for me anymore. It's not working for me anymore. It's not working for me anymore. It's not working for me anymore. Let's change the channel. Let's change the channel. Change the channel. Oh, would I ever love to change the channel. Okay, so that's my first round, and I'm going to see if anybody has anything coming up from that and would like to say anything. Before I do the next on that. Oh, well, this would be hard for people to talk. Oh, my goodness. Now I think my damn computer is not letting me. Let me just see what's happening here. Because I am trying to. Oh, yeah, you should be able to talk now. So, okay, good. So anybody want to say something about that, or that anything that's come up that I can clear further from that? I'm just going to take a sip. Hi, Katrina.
Hi. You know, I just, the piece that it just, I think is feels really resonant is just really forgiving all of that. Like having a lot of self-forgiveness, because that pattern of chronically worrying and then self-punishment and self-admonishment, you know, and just really berating oneself for all of that keeps it in a cycle. So I think that piece about just forgiving it, you know? And so maybe there's a piece in the clearing that could be, you know, put a voice to that.
Beautiful. And it's so important, forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because just to free us, it's both in forgiving others and forgiving ourselves. And because we use a huge amount of energy in that cycle, and it does repeat the cycle. That's true. And
I heard a kind of a play on that word that just you know, is a new way of looking at it. It is forgiving is forgiving.
Yeah.
Forgiving forward. You know,
we
can't give of ourselves. So we are all struggling to get paid what we're worth, but if we're not forgiving of our gifts, for the giving, it's kind of impossible to receive the worth that is possible.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I don't know if anybody's signed up for the Emotional Freedom. There's a tapping summit, and Wayne Dyer does in fact, I would love to get access to that video to use in this course or something. But there's a short video where Wayne Dyer is interviewed, and he talks about the power of forgiveness. Both he's mostly focusing on like him having to forgive his dad and all that. But it was just such an amazing video clip on how important it is to let go of, you know, the condemnation, and not only for other people, but as you said, Katrina, for ourselves, because that's and to forgive ourselves so we can forgive of our gifts. Wonderful. So let's just see. Anybody else want to say something, or I'm going to go into another clearing? I think I saw a little indication. I'll just wait. Okie dokie. All right. Well, I'll go. I am seeing little indications that people are talking, but not hearing anymore. Can somebody who doesn't care, I mean, just speak up just to make sure that there's nothing's happening, that you can speak?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Yes, you can. Hello? Yes. Oh, okay. Thanks. So it's fine. I guess it's just nobody else wanted to speak. It was maybe just little sounds that were happening. Okie dokie. So let's go into forgiveness. Even though, let me see. Even though I find it hard to forgive myself, I deeply love and accept myself, even though I find it still hard to forgive myself for all the things that I've done. I deeply love and accept myself, even though I find it hard to forgive myself. I deeply love and accept myself. Oh. Forgiving. Let's give this up. Let's give this up, this perpetual worry, this perpetual condemnation. Let me stop condemning myself. What would happen if I stopped condemning myself? What would be open to me? What if I would stop repeating, oh, you're such a failure because you did this and you did that and you did this and you did that. And like the voice in my head is worse than anything I've ever heard outside. It's worse. It's worse. It's worse. It's worse. Okay, so what's going to happen with this voice in my head? Why don't I just give up? Give up. Give up all this condemnation. Why don't I just think about how much insight this has given me? Why don't I think about all the errors I've made and think about it in a different context, as growing experiences, as things that have taught me? Why don't I just think about errors and failures as an inevitable part of growing? And I'm so great at growing because I'm willing to fail, and I've failed many times and I'll fail again, and I've done things that are not quite right. But if I'd never tried, I wouldn't have learned. And some of those things I just had to learn. They were hard lessons, but I had to learn them. And even if I didn't have to learn them, they just happened. And it happened, and I did it, and I did it, and I did it, and I did it, and I can forgive myself. And what if I was just able to live in the place of forgiveness? Forgive for giving, giving, giving. I am now giving to myself a stamp of approval. Like this gal, this gal, this guy, this girl, this guy, I'm okay, I'm okay, I'm really good, I'm really good, I'm really good, I'm okay. Money does not define who I am. I am not defined by my relationship to money. I am not defined. I am not defined by how many dollars I have in my account. I am not defined by money. It's just a tool. It's just a tool. It's just a tool. And it's just learning how to use this tool for me, using this tool, because it's been used so badly. I mean, let's face it. The society uses money in such a bad way. Why would it be so easy for me to use it in a good way? Why would it? It hasn't been, but it will be. Why am I so good at handling money now? Why am I so good? Why am I so good? Why am I so good? Okie dokie. I'm going to open up a little bit and just then, and then I got another issue that I wanted to, actually, I'm going to just say it now so that we can introduce it, and then people can add anything that they got from the last clearing. But what I was wanting people to do is just look at their attitudes towards words about money and wealth. Does money and wealth have a charge for you? When you think, I'm rich, what does that evoke in you? Does that evoke a positive emotion or a negative one, a one of fear? And if you think of somebody being she or he is rich or wealthy, what's the immediate image that comes up in your head about that? And maybe just write it down. And we do have these expressions like filthy rich or rolling in dough. What does that evoke for you? And are there other words, like does even just the word about, like the word money make you cringe? Anything? So I'm going to ask people to... if they want to say anything about the last clearing or about how the words about wealth and richness and about money, how they impact you, whether you've got a negative charge around that, because it's important that we clear it if there is one. So, anybody like to say anything about that?
Katie, it's Shelley.
Yes.
I did your first marathon with you, and I've noticed a huge change in how I'm responding to those words. I can honestly say there is very little negative charge around those at all anymore. The first word that came to mind was exciting. I can't wait for some of these pouring into my existence. And really, money hasn't been pouring in, but great feelings have lately, and
wow.
It's been a huge change for me. Wow.
Mm. Well, that's exciting, and because that's actually the precedent often to money coming in more freely is having this, this sense of excitement around money rather than dread. So, thank you. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Anybody else want to say something? Okay.
This is Emily. This is Emily, and
great,
I had
Emily. Hi.
I had an image in the last piece you were doing of being in a forest. And these things kind of coming from places around me, and I'm not quite sure what's going to come next. So the words, some of the words that feel like they're either weapons or things falling out of trees, things that are just that I don't know what's coming next. That was the image of the feeling. And so the words attached to that were sarcasm and cynicism. When you spoke about the words that we see idolized all around us about what we're supposed to be doing with money in this society, those were some of the feelings that evoked for me. So those would be good to clear, I think.
Wonderful. That's good. That's actually really an interesting image. And weapons falling out of trees. Yeah, wow. Yeah, money can be used as a weapon. It can be used to dominate and to control people. Wow. Okay. So anybody else have something to say, or we'll go into the clearing around words around money? Yes,
Katie, it's
please.
Katrina again. You know, I kind of had an image too, a very different one, but I was just flashing. I had my eyes closed when you were talking, and I was flashing on how not concrete. I mean, I'm agree with, I think it was Shelley who said, like, I don't really feel negative charges on those words so much anymore. But I did feel just this kind of, I rarely, like, physically touch money anymore. Like, everything's like a transaction. It's either electronic, or it's done with a card, or it's a transfer of some kind. And this thing of money is like become less physical. There was a time when it was very physical. And so it just felt like I was just feeling into that, and I was just like, God, it really is just energy. Like, it is just a source of energetic movement. So
yeah.
I don't know if I'm articulating that well, but I just was aware of how little I touch it. Physically.
Yeah, and that's really true. And that has some positive, and it becomes apparent that it's energy. And it also, there's something where money becomes so abstract that it's harder for us to grasp it in some ways, and it's so easy to let's spend money, you know, and then realize that it's no longer there, because it's not like, because you're using a card and you don't always see what your balance is, whereas if you have money in your pockets, you know when it's gone. So yeah. So there's that aspect too. Anybody else want to say something? Oh, sorry, Katrina, did you have something else?
No, I mean, I don't necessarily have a negative charge on it being that, but it did feel like perhaps there's a piece that can feel intangible.
Yes.
Because it's, you know, just not really there. It's there, but it's not there.
Right. Yeah, well, thank you. So we'll see what comes up. And what we'll do is I'm just looking at what else I was going to do today. So shame and guilt, and then our things around money. So I think that's actually, we are covering most of that. So what I'm going to do is do another clearing with the EFT, and then we'll go straight into the healing codes and clear anything further around it. And so here we go. So we don't have that much more time, so I may just go straight from one to the other. And if anybody has anything else that they want to say right now, just say it, and then I'll go through the rest of the call finish. Then we'll be meeting again tomorrow, of course. So anybody got anything around today before I do the last clearings and the healing codes? Okay. So here we go. And, yeah. What is there here? I guess I'm going to go from where Emily's going. Even though I feel like money has been used like a weapon in my life, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel like money has been used like a weapon in my life, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel like money has been used like a weapon in my life, I deeply love and accept myself. Money's been used against me. It's been used to shoot me down. Money's been used for war, just war, 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 more money pouring into war with myself, war with myself. Money. I'm at war with myself about money. I'm at war with myself about money. It's shooting grenades at me. It's sabotaging me. It's shooting grenades at me. It's sabotaging me. I'm wounded around money. I'm wounded, deeply wounded around money. And I'm going to let that go. And I'm going to let that go. I'm going to let go of the wound is around money. I'm going to let go of all that military aspect of money. I'm going to let go. I'm going to let go. I'm not going to let it hurt me anymore. I'm not going to let it hurt me anymore. Instead, I'm going to see fireworks of money. Fireworks of money just coming up. Bright flashes of fireworks of money. More and more money. More and more money. Feeding and nourishing, not killing. Feeding and nourishing the humankind. Feeding and nourishing humankind, not killing. What if money could be used in ways that just develop us, that make the planet such a better place to be than it is right now? What if we could be putting our money into solving the problems that exist, solving the problems that humans have put on this planet? So what if money could be used instead of it tearing apart the planet, instead of it destroying species? What if my money can be used to help change all this? What if my money can be used to help transform all this? What if money can be fun? What if money can be fun? What if wealth 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 can be fun? What if I could love money? What would it be like to really love money? What would it be like to really love money? I mean, what would it be like to love money, to love money, to love money, to love money? I love money. I love money. It's amazing how I love money. I can't believe I love money. I'd never loved money. Why am I loving money so much? Why am I loving money so much? Love money. Loving being wealthy. Loving being rich. Loving being my way of being rich and wealthy, which might not be anybody else's way. It might not be anybody else's way of being rich and wealthy. It's rich, wealthy, and prosperity for me. It doesn't necessarily mean for me huge houses and limousines and all that. It certainly doesn't mean that for me. How? Why am I now discovering that I am so wealthy, that I am so wealthy, that I am so wealthy, that I have so much, that I have so much, and all this worry and all the things that I've done to try and sabotage this wealth, all the things that I've done to sabotage this wealth are just leaving me, are just leaving me, are just leaving me, are just leaving me. Okay. Oh, well, you know what? I think I'm not going to do the healing codes today. I think I'm going to introduce it tomorrow because we're getting up to the hour and I want to keep the time, respect the time. And I feel like I think we've done I'm feeling like we've done what we need to do for today. So if anybody just wants to say something before we go, you're welcome to. And anything that came up from that last clearing. Okay. So, well, of course, I'm going to thank you all very much for coming, for those of you who were able to be on the call live, for coming here. And for those who weren't able to, this will also work for you. And we've gone very gently into the day, and it feels very gentle to me. And tomorrow we'll be doing the healing codes and introducing you more to that. And so I'll be giving some instructions for those who haven't done it. And then we'll be getting straight into some of the fairy tale characters, and that will allow us to go deeper. So, right. So thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you, Katie.
Yeah.
Bye.
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 And if anybody who's new in this process wants to just email me if they've got questions or things that that they'd like to take up, just email me and I'd be happy to respond. Bye then.
Bye-bye.